Psalm 118, a very familiar portion of Scripture, the whole psalm. And you just pray for me tonight, and I want to share with you why this particular verse is very important to not only myself, but to my family, and the songs tonight, and also the special song there about Jacob Berry just went right along with this message, and I appreciate how God just gives us a witness. Psalm 118, we're going to read one verse only, and that is verse 23. Psalm 118, verse 23. The Bible says, "This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is a psalm of thanksgiving. The author, by most commentators, is unknown. But even though the author is unknown, we know that he had it right. When he said, "This is the Lord's doing. Marvelous. It is marvelous in our eyes." This is a psalm of thanksgiving, and one that would be offered after a time of anxiety, after a time of trouble, and after a time of turmoil. And really what this psalm does, it gives honor and clarity to the one that is responsible for all things, the one that is responsible for all blessing, and the one that is responsible for getting you to where you're at today. And really, the verse that I read to you is sort of the climax or the acceleration of this entire psalm. And what it does, it really, you have to read the verses previous to understand what he's talking about. Let me just go over those real quickly. In verse 5, he says that he prayed and the Lord answered him. In verse 6, he needed help and God stood with him. In verses 8 and 9, he needed to trust someone and God gave him assurance. In verses 10 through 12, his adversaries came, but bless God, God defended him. In verses 12 through 18, he needed salvation and God spared his life. In verses 19 through 21, he needed a testimony and God gave him a story. And in verse 23, he gave this proclamation saying these simple words, "This is the Lord's doing." Everything that happened prior to this verse, "This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." He made a proclamation, and what he was saying, everything that he's done for me is worthy of a testimony. Everything that he's done for me is worthy of my praise. Everything that he's done for me, it's worthy for me to take time out and just thank him and give him honor and praise, because he's the one that is responsible. And tonight it's testimony time. It's time for us to give him worth and give him praise, because he is worthy. And I want to encourage you tonight. I know last week we kind of got at you pretty hard, but I heard from several of you this week giving some encouragement. I also heard from some of you asking for forgiveness, and we saw you back today. So we appreciate you coming back to the house of God. But sometimes God gives us messages like that, and sometimes he gives us messages like we have tonight. I want to encourage you, and I want to give you admonition, and I want to encourage you tonight to give honor and give praise to the one that is worthy of it. He is the one. He is the one. He is the one. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And when he does what he does, he can only do it the way he wants to do it. And when he does it, and we all standing back because we know it was all him. And that's why he does what he does, is so that we can take our hands off and we can say, "I had nothing to do with this. This was all the Lord's doing." I want you to notice three things about this text. Number one, when he blesses us, when he does certain things for us, he does them distinctly. Distinctly. Only God can turn water into wine. Only God can distinctly make a blind man see. Only God can take dead Lazaruses and resurrect them. Only God can take the demoniacs in a graveyard and deliver them. Only God can take a woman with an issue of blood and dry that issue up and heal her body. Only God can distinctly feed thousands of people with just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Only God can cause the seas to be calm. Only God can distinctly open eyes, open ears, and unwither hands. I'm telling you what, folks, he does things, and he does them his own way, in his own time, for his glory, and he does them distinctly. There's no denying that it's God when he does it. And when you look back at what he's done and all the miracles he's performed, you have to say, "This is the Lord's doing." This is the Lord's doing. He was distinct in loving you. He was distinct in lifting you. He was distinct in caring for you and comforting you. He was distinct in protecting you and providing for you. He's distinct in helping and healing you. He's distinct in walking with you and distinct when he makes a way for you, when he delivers you, when he defends you. Aren't you thankful that he hears you when you pray? Aren't you thankful that he holds you when you're weak? Aren't you thankful that he helps you when you are hopeless? Aren't you thankful that he forgives you when you're wrong? Aren't you thankful that he blesses you when you're burdened? Aren't you thankful that when you're friendless, he befriends you? He revives you. He reinstates you. He inspires you. He convicts you, but he converts you. He saves you and sanctifies you. This is the Lord's doing. When he does it like no one else does. He's distinct. When he blesses you, not only is he distinct, but he's deliberate. He's deliberate. He doesn't do anything on accident. He's not intentional when he does certain things. He's not random. Everything he does, it has a purpose and it's deliberate. I know this is elementary to some of y'all, but y'all need to help me out tonight. This is good preaching. I don't believe that life just happened by accident. I don't believe that he created this world and created the universe just by accident. I don't believe the sun and moon were just haphazardly put in the sky. I don't believe the stars were put there by chance. God did it. God put them there deliberately. Amen. The gemstones in the earth that are valuable gems, he put them there. The trees in the forest that grow and hold the limbs that become the choir loft of the birds, he put them there. God did it deliberately. The human anatomy, we can't figure it out. Science can't figure it out. No one can figure it out. Why? Because God did it. This is the Lord's doing. He did it deliberately. Amen. Who controls the seasons? He does. He does it deliberately. What he does is not coincidental at all. What he does for you and what he does for me, it has a purpose. Thank God you were headed for hell, but God deliberately designed a plan that his son would die on the cross of Calvary, and he deliberately put you in front of a preacher that preached the gospel message that told you you needed to be saved, and he deliberately put the right song in your heart, and he deliberately convicted you and brought you to a deliberate altar to deliberately save you and set you free. God did it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And like the psalmist, when he deliberately saved you, you prayed and God answered. When you needed help, he stood by your side. When you needed to trust somebody, he gave you reassurance. When the enemies came against you, he defended them for you. When you needed salvation, he spared your life. When you needed a destiny, he gave you a purpose. When you needed companionship, he gave you joy. When you needed life, he gave you righteousness. When you needed a future, he gave you potential. When you needed strength, he sent trouble. When you needed answers, he sent hope. When you needed to overcome, he sent faith. When you needed recovery, he sent peace. When you needed a testimony, he sent deliverance. When you needed a community and need friends, he sent the kingdom of God. When you needed a song, he sent you a struggle. When you needed a sermon, he sent you pain. When you needed success, he sent you difficulty. When you needed direction, he sent you the Bible. When you needed consolation, he sent you the Holy Spirit. When you needed love, he sent you Jesus. When you needed mercy, he gave you grace. And when you needed grace, he gave you mercy. God did it. This is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everything that's happened to you that's turned out bad, everything bad that's happened in your life, he allowed it. Everything that's happened to you that's valuable in your life, he gave it to you. Everything that's happened in your life that's useful, he sent it your way. Everything that's troubling, he let it happen. Every delay that's been in your life, he's caused it. Every hurt that's came into your life, He permitted it. Every load that was too heavy, thank God he lifted it. Every reward you had in life, he arranged it. Every questionable time in your life, he settled it. Everything that happened for you that was bad, thank God he lifted those burdens. Every blessing that you have in life, he sanctioned it. When things got too heavy, he lifted them off of you. And everything that's happened in your life to change you for the better, he ordained it. Folks, he was deliberate, and he's deliberate tonight in blessing you. This is the Lord's doing. Amen. He's responsible. Psalmist said, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. He's distinct. He's deliberate. But finally, I want you to notice, he's delightful. What did he say? He said, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Now, some things that happen to us in life, let's just be honest, we can't really walk out the door after going to a funeral or after burying a loved one or after a diagnosis and say, this is marvelous. It's not really on our vocabulary at that moment in time, is it? But when we finally understand and we finally, the Lord reveals to us what he's doing, we can go down the road and look back and say, this was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous. That word marvelous. Let me go back. We there are just some things in our life that are just humanly impossible. We can only go so far with our own life. Now, God has allowed human beings to do some marvelous things. But there are simply just some things in life that we cannot do. And those things that we cannot do, the things that are too difficult, the things that are out of reach, the things that are uncontrollable, God is the only one that can do it. And when he does it, we can look back and say it is marvelous. That word marvelous is pala, P-A-L-A in the Hebrew, and it simply means wondrous, surpassing, extraordinary, and listen to this, separated by distinguishable action. It means what God does, it's separated from anything else that anybody could ever do. There's no human being on this earth that can pray over 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feed over 15,000 people. But when the Lord does it, it separates himself from everybody. Gods upon gods upon gods that this world worships. But yet, as she has already said this evening, there's only one God. And beside him, there's none other. And he is marvelous. He is marvelous. He's the only one that can make something out of nothing. He's the only one that can take the world and hold it in his hand. He's the only one that can take clay and mold it into man. He's the only one. He's the only one that can provide oxygen and water so fish can breathe. And every fisherman should say, praise God right there. Thought about that today. Thought, what a blessing. He's the only one that can keep you through heartache, death, loss, pain, problems, sickness, setbacks, trials, and troubles. He's the only one that can get you through Red Seas of life, your Jordan Rivers, your Jericho walls, your 9-foot giants, your fiery furnaces, your lion's dens, Roman persecution, Crucifixion Friday, and Resurrection Sunday. He's the only one that can get you through that. He's the only one that can bring a bright light into a dark soul. The only one that can turn a shepherd boy into a king. The only one that can turn a cross into an altar. And the only one that can take an empty tomb and turn it into a monument of victory. God's the only one. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And he's the only one, that in a dark moment of a young lady's life, can mean peace, comfort, and a miracle when she needed it the most. There was a young lady that many years ago was pregnant. She went to the hospital. And when she went to the hospital, no one was there with her at the time. And they did some testing. And they came out and said that this baby that you have, we are confident that it's going to have Down syndrome. It's going to be severely retarded. Said, and probably won't live till probably the age of 3. And they talked this young lady, they tried to talk her into just ending the pregnancy and tried to talk her into things that she wouldn't even thought imaginable. And the worst part about it is no one was there with her. The doctors told her and just walked out of the room. Gave her no hope, no comfort. This young lady was a tremendous Christian. She closed her eyes and began to pray and said, Lord, please give me a sign. Please show me that you're going to take care of me and take care of my child. She reached over into the hospital bed there, and there was a nightstand, and inside that nightstand was a Gideon Bible. She opened up the Gideon Bible. The pages fell open to Psalm 118, verse 23. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. She closed the book and said, God, that's all I need. But I sure would like to have some reassurance. She opened up the Bible again. It fell open to Mark 12, 11. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Jesus quoting Psalm 118, verse 23. She closed the book, closed the Bible, put it back on the nightstand, said, Lord, that's all I need. I'm going to trust you, and you're going to take care of me. That young boy lived over 40 years old. That young boy was my uncle. That young lady was my grandmother. His name was Richard Brown. And that young boy was our angel. He was our blessing. And he went past anything doctors could think or imagine. And at the end of his life, at his funeral service, that was the main scripture. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. God used that young boy to have a birthday ministry at Beach Fort Church. He knew everybody's birthday. And he sent out birthday cards to everybody in the church. He knew everybody's anniversary. In fact, we were so thankful for Richard because he reminded every husband about a week prior, saying, your anniversary this week, you may want to remember. Hand up, promise you. He had a prayer ministry. He would pray for young women that was having difficulty in childbirth. And he would pray and have such a burden. Many times he would come up and be anointed for them. And God would heal. And there's many young children walking around Beach Fort Church today because my Uncle Richard prayed for them. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. 2020, you might not want to think it was marvelous. But you have to say, this is the Lord's doing. For some of you, you can look back and say, it's been the best year of my life spiritually because I finally understood how important church is and how important Jesus is. Sinner friend, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, tonight you've walked into this church thinking, well, I'll just come in. I'll just put in my time and I'll walk back out and never come back. This is the Lord's doing. He deliberately put you here to hear the gospel message and to let you know that everything that's happened in your life, a lot of it may be your fault, and to get you to where you're at today, But I'm thankful that no matter what you've done, one drop of the blood of Jesus Christ can save you. Set your feet on a solid rock. He's the only one that can do that. And you need to turn to Him.